nervous kid.
Real business. Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
We created a text hotline just to add value to you guys as listeners. It's 435-515-3577. If you guys have questions, anything to do with your taxes, shoot us a text.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. Today, you just got myself. It's Kale, solo. And I'm totally unscripted today. I do have some things I wanted to share with our audience because it's just been in a really deep learning mode lately. And just life stuff, right? But it does correlate with entrepreneurs. And, you know, I think that this is something that we all go through. But it's just stuff I've been going through, man. And I want to share it with people to help them. That people they're going through it at the same time. But then people that might also go through this or have gone through this, right? Because I think it is a common thing that we do go through as entrepreneurs. And so I wanted to share some things with you guys about being real, right? We call this the Real Business Owners Podcast, but and it's something to say, like, you know, you're real, right? Like, I keep it real. But do you really, right? And I realized recently I have not been. Like, I haven't been real. I've been a hypocrite, right? And I think we all go through that at times. Like, we think we're something, but we're not being real with ourselves. And we realize, you know, that we're not being honest with ourselves. And if we're not being honest with ourselves, we're not being real with ourselves. And if we're not being real with ourselves, how are we being real with other people? And, you know, I've been through a lot and I've learned a lot. And I know I've given a lot of great advice to people, you know, when it comes to business and, you know, partnerships, and it comes to employees, and it comes to your children, it comes to your spouse, it comes to your marriage, right? I've given a lot of good advice, I think, because I have been through things. And I think that I genuinely always want to make sure that people get good advice, not crappy advice. I know I've gotten crappy advice before and it's impacted me negatively. But man, when I talk about being honest with yourself or being real with yourself, it's like, it's not something you're really conscious of or something that you really want to admit to yourself until something happens, right? And I realized recently, you know, sitting in, you know, me and my wife, we go to marriage counseling at least once or twice a month, no matter what, whether things are good, whether things are bad. And we both have been kind of struggling lately, man. Like, I notice that I haven't been doing the things that I always say I do and the things that I used to do. And I haven't been living my own advice that I give to other people. So that's basically what I'm trying to say, right? Like, I haven't been being real with myself, but I've been giving advice to other people that I really haven't been living personally, right? And so, but it hit me pretty hard, man. Like, we'd been working through some stuff in our marriage and I'm like, man, I haven't been living in my highest integrity. I've been doing things I'm not proud of, in my marriage. I've been doing things with my children and just being short with them and irritable and not being present with them. And, you know, it's like totally counter to what I believe and even what I've been trying to, you know, advise other people on. And so, but I wasn't fully aware of it. I wasn't fully aware of it, man. And so, had a really great session with our marriage counselor and she started asking me some questions. And, you know, really, it came down to me and my wife starting to get really honest with each other. And she started saying some things to me where she feels like I'm not enough. She's not enough for me. And I'm like, whoa, that's really crazy because, like, I've lived like that with her for a really long time as well. Like, man, it doesn't ever feel like, I'm good enough for her, right? And it was just crazy to feel that we had both been feeling that. It's crazy to hear that. And so we start kind of going down this rabbit hole of, like, what are the things that we do where we don't feel like we're enough for somebody else, right? And it could be in so many areas in your life, in your business. And I started realizing that my whole life has been like this, right? Never enough money. not in good enough shape. I'm not good enough for my spouse, not good enough for my children. I don't have enough businesses, right? Like I started realizing as she starts asking me all these questions, our therapist, I mean, shout out to Marilla. She's been super awesome for us, but I started realizing, but that's how we mask a lot of things, man. That's how we mask a lot of that, those true feelings. That's what keeps us from being really real with ourselves. You know, is like we mask all this stuff up with more stuff. And she said something to me, and that's what I really want to share with you guys today, is she said something to me after we kind of went down this rabbit hole, like figuring out, like, because me and my wife, we're sitting here talking about building this new business under her now, right? And we start talking about building these other things that I want to do in my life and things we want to do with our kids. And it's just more. And that's when we realized that we've been masking our not enough with just more stuff that really doesn't matter to try and fill that void, but it doesn't ever really satisfy you because that's who you become. You become this person of not enough. My spouse isn't enough for me. I'm not enough for her. When you're out there chasing more because you don't feel like you're enough, that's probably the first sign for you entrepreneurs out there, because I know we do this, right? When you're out there like, I want another business. I want more money. I want more cars. I want more stuff for my kids. I want more whatever, more everything, more projects, more hobbies, whatever it is, right? That's probably the first sign that you are living with these deep-rooted insecurities that you're not enough. And I realized that that's what I've been doing. And that was weird, man, because like it's like I've always known it, but I never admitted it. I didn't ever bring it to the forefront. And I don't want this to be like some depressing podcast or anything like that, because I'm grateful for these type of like epiphanies or these, you know, moments where you're like, it hits you hard that, holy crap, I've got some work to do there. And I don't know what that work's going to entail, but I realize I've got to do some deep work before I put more projects on the table, more business ventures, more, you know, businesses underneath my wife, more houses for our investment portfolio. Before I just start doing any of that stuff, I'm going to take her advice. And I'm going to work on this for a long time, but I'm going to take her advice and I'm going to practice for 3 straight months of just being okay with what I got. Okay. Just being okay with what we have as a family in our business and in our life, and just not add anything else on the plate. I'm going to sit back, and every time I start feeling like, oh, I want to do something to stay busy, I want to go out and build something new, I want to create, which there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing at all wrong with that, wanting to go out and create more, especially when you're trying to create things that make a difference in your community, in your world, right? In your kids' lives, in your, you know, in other entrepreneurs' lives, whatever it is. I'm just going to stop and just remind myself that what I have is already enough. I'm going to practice that for 3 months and not add anything else on the plate. And she said something to me that kind of unlocked it for me. And I'm like, I've actually heard that before, but I never heard it in a way that it was like for me, like, because this is something I was like understanding about myself finally. But she said, you know, what's funny is when I've seen clients, when I've seen people go through this and they really sit back and they practice being okay with what they got, being okay with where their life is, being okay with what's coming in, being okay with what's going out, is you start developing such an appreciation for what you already have that you do open up the doors to add more to your plate in the right way, you know, increasing your chances of success in whatever it is that you do decide to add. Because you have appreciation for what you already have, it's like the universe is now going to go ahead and start blessing you with more of what you want, right? And so I thought, man, you know, that's true. I'm going to go ahead and practice that. She also gave me the recommendation of some other counselors that this is like a specialty of theirs, right? They work with business owners or people that actually struggle with this, you know, this insecurity of like, they're not enough, nothing's ever enough. And so they're constantly out there working for more. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I took those recommendations. I've already reached out to them because I'm like, I want to do some homework on this. I want to actually really dig deep on this, because why would it be, why would we ever reach fulfillment if we just live in this chaos of never enough, right? Like, why would we do that? Why would we expect that to ever come? And so it reminded me of even a book I read. But again, even when I read this book, I didn't actually take the lesson in for myself where, you know, these men were all meeting and it was all high end, you know, millionaires and billionaires. I can't even remember what book it was to name drop it for you guys today, but it stuck with me, this part of the book, because, you know, this one guy was almost belittling another guy's, like, oh, you know, one of my, you know, many businesses does more in a year than your entire, you know, portfolio does, or your business does, or whatever it was. And he was like, yeah, but you know what? I have one thing that that you don't have. And the guy was like interested. He was intrigued, the guy that was kind of belittling the other guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, what's that? And he said, I have enough. I'm okay with what I have, and you'll never have that. And I was like, holy shit. So it kind of all came full circle. Like, I had read that book before. I'm having this session with my wife. I'm understanding how she, you know, I'm hearing what she feels, and I'm like relating it to how I feel. And I'm like, holy cow, I'm that guy. Like, I personally don't think I would ever go belittle somebody and say, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm so supreme over you. But at the same time, like, I, in a roundabout way, was living like that character in this book, where I'll never reach that fulfillment with this mantra that I'm never enough and I don't ever have enough. And I think we tell ourselves a lot of bullshit sometimes. You know, I feel like we tell ourselves that, well, I'm just ambitious, or I want to make impact, or my mission's so big, I have to be like this. And it's like, well, maybe your mission will actually be brought to the finish line if you feel like what you have is enough, right? Maybe you can give more to the world of what you do have, and more will come in so that you can give more and make the impact, or achieve the mission that you are set out to achieve, because you open that door to actually have more, to have more to give, because you truly have found where you are enough, right? And so I don't know what this journey is going to look like. If I learn more about how to solve this problem, solve this thing for me, I'm going to continue to obviously share it with you guys that listen to this podcast. But I wanted to jump on here. I wanted to be vulnerable. I just wanted to be conversational and not really speak on what people should be doing, but I want to share like what I'm going through for other people that, like I said earlier, are going through it, or possibly will go through it. Or if that sounds like you, or you're just constantly like out being ambitious, chasing and building and growing and creating for more and more and more and more and more, even if it is more to give, it still could be some deep-rooted shit to where, you know, like you're living with the same type of thing, right? So I wanted to share that. I want to be real with you guys, because like, really, that is what being real is just being honest with yourself. And so sometimes it's hard to be honest with yourself when you're totally unaware of something. And I've realized that before in my past, and I know I've already shared it on this podcast before, but, you know, I didn't know I had anger issues back when I was 24, 25 years old, when I finally hired my first therapist and all that stuff. And, you know, when I became aware of it, and then I got the expert to give me the pathway to do the work to overcome it, I can truly say I've overcome that. Do I ever get angry? Yeah, sometimes I do, but I know how to work through it. It's subsided. It's nothing like it used to be. My life has completely gotten better because of it. So this is an issue that I'm going to find the game. I'm going to figure out what the work is to really develop a sense of security that I am enough, all right? I've told people before, like, dude, you know you're enough, right? Like, you're enough. You need to hear that. And the whole time I'm living with this, because I'm unaware of it, that, like, I'm living with this thing where it's like, I'm not enough, man. And so I'm going to do some work on that, man. And it took me about 5 years to overcome the anger stuff. So it might be 5 years that I'm overcoming this, but I'm willing to do the work. And anyway, That's some stuff, man. That's some stuff that I'm going through, and I don't mind sharing it with you guys. Like, sometimes we think we're on path. We think we are living to our values. We think we are high integrity. And then we sit down in a therapist session and you hear from your wife where you're failing. You know, if my wife feels like she's not enough, I'm failing. And we start talking about some of the stuff that I've done for her to not feel like enough. Holy shit. She's right. I'm failing. And there's nothing that you can ever do to start correcting that until you become a person of accountability. You become aware of, like, and be honest with yourself. That's what being real is. That's what this whole podcast is about. It's like, man, it's the real business owners. And I know this is what we struggle with as business owners. I know that's the stuff that we all go through. And so I challenge people, if you're listening to this, man, like, have those hard conversations. Have your wife, have your husband grade you. Have them open up. Invite them to truly be honest. And then you, be honest with yourself. Find out some areas that you can do the work. Reach out to people. If you don't know what to do, like, I don't know where to start with this. Like, she gave me one exercise. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And so far, as I've been, like, thinking, just in the last 3 days, man, since I've been having this talk with her, I've been thinking, like, you know, like, every time something creeps up, like, oh, I want to do this, or I want to do that. I want to go out and build this. I want to go out and chase that. You know, I've got to remind myself that, like, hey, right now is not the time to be ambitious. Right now is the time to be okay with who I am, to be okay with what I have, and really just invite the opportunity of, like, becoming secure in that so that I can open up the door to do more things with more purpose, right? Like, I convinced myself I'm doing things for, because there's purpose behind it, but is there really, right? Is there really? So I'm questioning everything right now, and I challenge people to do that. Question things, man. Take a grade from the people that are closest to you. Sometimes that's what your spouses are there for, man. They're there to spot your blind spots for you. But you ain't going to do nothing about it if you get defensive about it, you react about it. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with those people as well. Let them, invite them to be honest with you, like I said. And so, you know, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going to dig deep on this, man. It's going to be my next real self-development type thing. It's like, man, what's the real work that I need to do? What's the homework? Not just the books. I love reading books, man. I learned so much from reading books. But, like, what's the homework you're going to do? Like, what's the worksheets you're going to fill out? What's the patterns you're going to create? The habits that you're going to create in order to actually really become a person of full security of being enough? And so that's what I'm going to figure out. That's what I'm going to work on. And I hope that in having this conversation with you guys listening, especially if you feel any sort of, like similarities to this, like, you know, like, I'm going to share whatever I can with you guys as I learn, but I challenge you to, like, do that self introspection, talk to some people about it, talk to the people closest to you about it, because if it really does open the door for you to actually receive more in your life of whatever that means, could be more money, could be more confidence, could be more everything, right? Like, yeah, maybe I'll open the door to actually reach the full potential that I'm always chasing by just becoming a person that lives with that sense of security of being enough. Maybe a full potential in my fitness. Maybe the full potential in my finances, maybe the full potential in my family, right? Things that are most important to me. And so, oh, and faith, we can't leave that one out either. I've been working on that as well. But really, I don't know. I don't know how long this episode's gone, but that's just the conversation I wanted to have with you guys today, because that's the current stuff that I've been going through. And at the end of the day, I just want to jump on here and be real. So anyway, I hope you guys got something out of that. Hopefully this is something that helps the right people. That's what this is all about for me, man. Like, I ain't about, you know, just trying to get the tons of shares and likes and all that kind of stuff to fill up my cup. I'm really about the, you know, the people that just need to hear the right things at the right time. So if that's you, or you think it is somebody that needs to hear this, you know, go ahead and rate it and review it and share it and do all that stuff that we always ask you to do, or not. But if this is you, if this is somebody listening to this, if there is somebody listening to this that feels similar, like, I challenge you, have those conversations with yourself, with your loved ones, with your therapist if you have one. Start getting honest with yourself. Question those things. And then let's see what happens from there. Anyway, I love y'all. I hope you guys get something out of that. And I look forward to the next episode with Trev and I. And I hope you guys have a kick-ass day. Peace out.